It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Planting season is underway, from backyard gardens to the vast fields of the Corn Belt. As farmers put seeds in the ground and their confidence in another crop, they know they'll just get one shot at making their business profitable this year. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer talked to farmers in the field about the opportunities they're grabbing.
After a light rain the night before, Josh Nelson watches a bright red Case Magnum 340 tractor pull a 24-row planter and crest a small hill. It's dropping corn seed at careful intervals.
The tractor's kind of neat because you got these fans and it doesn't sound like a traditional tractor.
Nelson says his family farm has dodged a weather bullet this week, but it's just one of many hurdles the season promises. Nelson farms with his father, uncles, and a cousin in Wright County. This year, the Nelsons are growing a new product they hope will make a little more money.
One of the things that we're doing this year is we're growing a certain kind of corn that's specifically designed for ethanol production.
They'll get a premium price for it, as long as they keep it separate from the other types of corn they're growing. They spent the winter calculating exactly what to grow, and now they're committed.
Here he comes.
Imagine if you ran a restaurant, but you had to order absolutely all of your ingredients in April. No way to know how many customers you'll have or what they'll order. That's the kind of risk the Nelsons and other farmers have to juggle.
Last year I had all of these still clear up with three flats.
Nelson came back to join the farm in late 2012. That's about when the markets started to tumble. Economists expect corn this year to fetch some of the lowest prices in nearly a decade. Nelson says to make it work, each farmer in his family has to leverage a little something extra out of the business.
On my own operation, I've got about a half acre of produce. I sell through a producer cooperative in Mason City. And then another one of my uncles raises hops and barley for local beer.
In a restaurant, you might open a catering arm to find that extra business. You'd probably use a computer to track your inventory as farmers document their past crop yields and expenses. And you might bring in a consultant to figure out how best to anticipate the year.
You got to have a lot of outside help, you know, somebody that has that outside perspective. We talk a lot with our banker.
Just up the road from the Nelson farm, Dennis Sloth is vice president of First State Bank in Belmond. Despite lower prices and a gloomy outlook from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which says farm income will be down again this year, Sloth says he has not had to rewrite a single farm loan.
I think we're actually in very good shape.
Sloth says during the good years, farmers paid down debt and put money into savings. They need to continue with that prudence.
Our farmers will get through this, but they all have to be really aware that, you know, you do need to make a profit farming.
Like other business owners facing down times, some farmers have been cutting back expenses, even giving up fields they've been renting, a rarity in a business that prizes high-quality land.
My name is Gary Guthrie, and this is our family farm that we just celebrated 50 years on the farm last year.
But Guthrie's family has always had tenants farm the crop acres here in Nevada. So far, that's still working out. After coming back, Guthrie did community-supported agriculture on 2 acres for many years. That business got too big, so now he focuses on just a few vegetables.
I'm pretty well set with what I'm growing, partly because I've scaled back so much. But I did expand my garlic a little bit this year, and I'm cutting back my carrots a little bit this year.
Guthrie cares about corn and soybean prices because his row crop acres have to make money to keep the whole thing afloat, and he needs buyers for all his veggies. But when he makes planting decisions, he's not thinking only about money. Time also matters.
If I plant something, it means work. Is that work worth the work that I'm going to put into it, and what am I going to get out of it?
Business owners make decisions like these all the time, but they usually have the option to change course throughout the year. Farmers really don't, and that makes planting decisions feel particularly fraught, especially in a lean economy. I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.